Today's daf is by Mitzir daf Nun Beis. We are holding on daf Nun Aleph on Beis. We're at the Mishnah on Nun Aleph on Beis. We've been discussing the dinim of Ona'a, and today we continue with Ona'a, but from a different angle. We've been talking about if a person gets cheated in a sale of an item, that the item is mispriced. Today we're going to talk about where money is mispriced, where they gave coins with the assumption that it's worth a certain amount, but the coins have been worn down, they've been worn out, they're not what they were supposed to be worth. How much do they have to be worn down before we say that there's a din of Ona'a? The Gemara is going to have two different opinions, why there's a different shear, why there might be at least a different shear of Ona'a when it comes to money than when it is for items. Meaning I would have said that the din of Ona'a are exactly the same, that 1/6 is a din of Ona'a. No, more than 1/6 is bitl mekach, etc. Less than that is mechila. Then the price is going to talk about how much the coin has to be missing in order for it to be usher to even keep the coin, meaning at a certain point it gets worn out so much that you shouldn't hang on to it because it can only be used to fool people and to cause people trouble. The Gemara is going to resolve a stira that we have, whether you're allowed to take a worn out coin, make a hole in it, and use it as a necklace for a child or something, or whether that's, you're not allowed to keep it around at all. Then we're going to go, then the Gemara is in the middle of Amin Beis, is going to talk about the rules of returning devalued money, meaning what if it was already given to you and now you realize you've been cheated, you've been given money that you were told was worth a certain amount, it's really not worth that amount. So are the rules of returning it different than the rules of returning an item when you bought an item and were cheated on the sale? So we're going to find that the rules are somewhat different and explain why those rules are somewhat different, and that's going to lead us into a discussion about the rules of being poda meiser sheni on devalued currency as well. So let's begin at the Mishnah Nun Aleph Amud Beis. How much can the seller be missing and it not be a problem of ona'a? As Rashi points out, matbea yotze v'tamru shochek v'chaser. It's constantly being rubbed a little bit as it's being handled. It's constantly losing some of its weight. How much does it have to lose and still not be a problem of ona'a? Rav Meir Omer, arba isaros isar ledinar. Excuse me. One isar for each dinar, which Rashi points out is v'hu echad michav dalid bo. It is 1/24th. Without doing all the math, Rashi does the math for us. It's 1/24th. Rav Yehuda Omer, arba pundionos pundion le dinar. How much is that? Rashi says echad mishnei masar. It's 1/12. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shmona pundionos shnei pundionos le dinar. And that is, as Rashi says, sus kishar ona'a. That is 1/6, like all other dinim of ona'a. So it's only the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that equates the dinim of ona'a with a coin to the dinim of ona'a with other items as well. Ad masay mutal hachzir. How long do you have to return the item, to return the money that you got that wasn't worth what you expected it to be worth? Well, this depends where you live. And the Gemara is going to explain why it is by money that it depends where you live. And when it comes to an item, it doesn't depend where you live. It's ad kidei she'ira, until you could show it to someone who knows. B'krachim, if you live in a big city, ad kidei she'ira l'shulchani. It's the amount of time it would take to show it to a shulchani. In large cities, there are money changers all around, and money changers happen to know their business. So if you were to show them a coin, they'd be able to tell you whether it's worth what it's supposed to be worth. B'kfarim, adar. But if you live in a small village, then you have until Arve Shabbosos. Why Arve Shabbosos? Says Rashi, Shabbalotzia Berev Shabbos, Lusudas Shabbos, Azieda Muchalotzia Vikablua Menu. Because that's when you're going to buy things for the sake of Shabbos, and you'll see if people are willing to accept it or not willing to accept it. If they're not willing to accept it, you'll know you have a problem. The Rambam in the Perashah Mishnayis explains that when you go to a big city to buy your Tzarchei Shabbos, at that point, you'll go to a shulchani. Meaning, if you live in a little village, you don't have the ability to buy Tzorchei Shabbos at home. So it's Erev Shabbos when you travel to the big city that you'll be able to buy Tzorchei Shabbos. It's like in the Five Towns, very often in the kosher supermarkets on Fridays, you'll see people who are on Thursdays, you'll see people who live in the neighboring areas that don't have kosher supermarkets. So you can go to a place that's a bigger town to buy your tzorchei Shabbos, and that's and then they'll have the opportunity to show it to a shulchani. The Meiri explains that that it's the opposite. That on Erev Shabbos the shulchanim would come to these small villages in order to give people the small change that they're going to need, because that's the day they're going to be spending money. So the shulchanim who normally hang out in the big cities will come to the small cities. Rosh Hashanah just points out that Rashi's pshat is somewhat difficult, because the Gemara is going to say on Amud Beis that according to Abaye at least, that that the halacha is even by Ona'a of Schora there's a chilik between Krachim and Kfarim, meaning the Gemara is going to ask the question, why does it make a difference where you live? When it came to buying anything else, it didn't make a difference where you live. And Abaye is going to say, yeah, it really does. The previous Mishnayos were talking about people who live in big cities. So apparently that chilik, according to Abaye, exists both in terms of money and in terms of things. But Rashi's explanation, l'chora, only works for money. That when I go and I try to spend the money on Erev Shabbos to buy things, but l'chora, it doesn't work when it comes to other things. So that's the kasha that the Rosh Hash raises. Unless you say, probably that Rashi's assuming la'alacha. It's machlok sabaya and Rava, it's not one of the Yalkigam. So Rashi's assuming, like the Shita of Rava in his explanation. Now, if you recognize the coin, you see that, yeah, that taka is the coin that I gave him, and you see that it's not worth what it was supposed to be worth, then even if he was very late in coming back, even 12 months later, you should still be mekabel it from him. And if you don't, all he can do is complain. It doesn't say if you don't, so Rashi says mefarish b'gemara, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. You'll accept it from him, and he can complain. Why could he complain? You're being so nice, you're doing a midas chasidus. So that's what it means. If you don't accept it, he can't do anything more than complain about it. He has no legal recourse against you. And this also we'll have to explain. You give it for chil maiser sheni, you're allowed to use it for chil maiser sheni, and you don't have to worry because it's only a nefesh ra'a. So what in the world does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain that line as well. Tosfos raises the kasha that in general, whenever you have the dinim of ona'a, that's when something is not very clearly, easily defined in terms of what it was supposed to be and what it actually is. But whenever you have a davar shebemishkal, a davar shebeminyan, you don't even have normal ona'a v'shus. A davar shebemishkal, if I told you that something's supposed to weigh X amount, and it doesn't weigh that, so then it's a din of ona, even b'kol shehu, the halacha is. You wouldn't have dinim of ishsus. That's what Rav is going to say on daf nun vav and beis. Kol dav shem midav shem minyav shem mishkal afilu pachus mikudei ona'a chozer. So why by money would we have shiurim of ona'a? Meaning the way the money was valued was based on its weight. So if it's missing anything, then it doesn't have the weight. It's dav shem mishkal mel. It should be a problem of ona'a. So Tosa suggests that the difference is normally when I buy something by weight, I'm buying a pound of that item. Money may be valued based on how much it's supposed to weigh, but I'm not taking the money for its weight. I'm taking the money because it's called a dollar. It's called a $20 bill. I'm taking it for its presumed value that you use to spend on it. Okay, it could be that value is based on how much this coin is generally supposed to weigh, but it's not purely based on weight. It's also based on just the fact that it happens to be used as currency. Now, Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat, Sim Reish Chav Zayin, Paskins that when the ona'a is a shir ona'a, which we paskin is 1/6, the ma'ana has to return the ona'a. So the Nesiva says that that's only if there are other medinos those coins can be used at the current weight. And it's only in this medina that coin has no use, and therefore you don't have to break the coin, you could just return the coin. Because the coin is not inherently problematic, it's not inherently flawed, it's just flawed over here. But says the Nesivis, if you're you're dealing with a coin that could not be used anywhere for its presumed value, for what was initially intended, there's no medina where it's going to work, then you're not allowed to keep such a coin. You have to cut the coin. So it's a mekach tos. Forget it. You don't just return the coin and say, oh, let's pretend this never happened. You have to make sure that the coin actually gets completely destroyed. That's the chiddush of the Nesivis. Now, this idea also, at the end of the mission, we said, im hayim akira, If you recognize the money, yeah, that's the money I gave you, and you realize that it's missing some of the weight, then it's a midas chasidus, even though achar 12 chodesh. So great, so we have this idea that makira for the midas chasidus. What about when it's not for the midas chasidus? He comes back on time to return it. Is it only if you're makira that you have to honor the sale? What if he comes back on time and you don't recognize? I mean, it could be he's telling the truth, that the money that he's bringing back to you is the money that you gave him. You have no reason to assume he's not telling the truth, but you're not makira, you don't have a recognition of the coin. Is this din of makira a din that applies to all of these halachos of anah? Is that only when it comes to 12 chodesh? This is a machlokas achronim. The Marashach, the Chuvus Marashach, Chelek Beis, Simkuf Samach Zayin says, certainly whenever the nosein has to return the onah mikra din, he's chayiv even if he's eno makira, and he can't say, oh, maybe that's not the coin I gave you, because the Gemara Baba Kama Kuf Yuches says that a person knows that he's chayiv l'chaver and he doesn't know if he paid him back, he's chayiv l'shalim lo, and we don't say amotzi mechaver alof haraya, because you know that you're chayiv to misafik, you can't become pater. So the same over here, he's definitely chayiv to pay him. He's not sure if he paid him. He doesn't know if the coin that he gave him counts as payment. So therefore, it's even if he's not makiro, he has to honor it. However, the Taz in Chosha Mishpat at the end of Simon Ayin Hay writes that even when the nosein is chayiv to give the onoa back mikra din, he's only chayiv if he's makir the matbeah. If he's not makir the matbeah, then he's not going to be chayiv because he's muksuk. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, if a person says Elvisi lachmana, and he says Ein yodeya minis chayavti lach, I lent you $100. The guy says, I don't know, I don't remember if I ever was chayiv $200. Potter, hamotzi mechaver olav haraya, and this is not like any odei imperaticha, like the Marashach wanted to say. The Taz says that's only when there's a cheskas chiyuv until the suffek if he paid him or not. So we say hamadavar al cheskasa. But over here, the chov was becheskas that it was paid back, meaning he gave money and he accepted money. So the last thing we knew is this chov was paid back. The only question is now is what was that payment a valid payment? So but the last known thing we had was that you were off the hook. You had paid him back. So that's the machlokas achronim, how to view this halacha when it comes to the requirement to be makir the ona'a, be makir the coin for the ona'a. Okay, says the Gemara, Uramini, I'll ask you a stira. Our Mishnah had said that kamate asal chasera velo yeheba ona'a. How much should the coin be missing in order for it not to be ona'a? Uramini ad kamate asal chasera v'yiheba ona'a. That there should be ona'a. So, meaning in terms of the difference between the Brisa and the Mishnah, it's what if you get that shear exactly on the nose, right? Is that a situation where there is ona'a, or is that a situation where there's no ona'a? Amar Rav Papa lo kasha. Tana didon kachashiv mimata lemala, tana bra kachashiv milamala lemata. That when it's exactly that shear that is ona'a, and when the lo yehei of the Mishnah is not going on that shear, it's going on less than that shear, because the tana of the Mishnah is counting it from mimata lemala, from the lower amount to a higher amount, whereas the tana of the Brisa is going in the reverse direction. So how much does it have to be for it to be a problem of ona'a, going from larger numbers to smaller numbers? Maishna b'sela. Maishna b'sela de pligi, u maishna b'talis to lo pligi. So now the Gemara asks a very basic question. Why is there a machlokas about what the shir ona'a is, 1/24, 1/12, 1/6, when it comes to money, but when it came to a talis, everyone agreed it's 1/6. So Amarava, mantana talis, Rebbe Shimon hi. The one who said the thing about talis, that is the shita of Rebbe Shimon, meaning it dafka goes like the opinion of Rebbe Shimon. In the Rabbeinu Baruch, in the Shita Sakadmonim, he says we dafka choose talis as opposed to anything else. Really, it could have been any item, because that's the example we like to use in Bab Metzia. The Mesakta started out, Shnayim Ochzin, the talis. So it's always helpful when teaching something to go back to the same examples, to go back to what's familiar. So that's why we use the example of a talis. Now the riff over here is gores like our gear, so that it's Rava that says that mantana talis Rabbi Shimon here, and therefore he paskins like Rava, and based on that he paskins like Rabbi Shimon that both by an ona'a of items and ona'a of a coin, the shear is 1/6 because it's l'shitasa, right? It's both they're linked to each other. Meaning, if Rebbe taught a stam mishnah earlier, going like the shitas Rebbe Shimon, and that's a Rava paskin earlier, so of course we're going to paskin like Rebbe Shimon. So the same din is going to apply 1/6 by ona'a of a matbea as well. However, there are rishonim that have a problem with this girsa, because we don't find anywhere that Rav Ashi, the Masada of the Gemara, quotes Rava before he quotes Abaye. Normally it's Abaye first and then Rava. So therefore they changed the girsa. Some of the Rishonim changed the girsa from Rava to Rabba. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Rush, they all have this issue that they raise, and therefore they changed the girsa to Rabba in place of Rava. So if that's the case, the halacha is going to be like Abaye, because the Hilchsa Kabasra'a, Abaye came after Rabba, and generally speaking, that's the rule. When you have Machlokas Amoraim in the later generations of Amoraim, we always paskin Hilchasa Kibasra'a. So based on that, the Rashba and the Ran write the Halachas like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ona'a of Matbeya, the shear is going to be 1/12 of the Matbeya, because it's not Rabbi Shimon Lishitaso. Yeah, when it comes to things, that we had a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon. But over here, it's not Rabbi Shimon Lishitaso. So says Amar Abayi says, no, you know why we have a difference between a talis and money? Talis ad sus machil inish damri inshi ashik l'gabeich v'shavi l'kreisech. When it comes to talis, up until 1/6, people are going to be mochel anyway, because they'll say that it's worth spending more money on a talis, because at least you get to use it, your body will be covered. Sela kivan de lo sagi lei lo machil. But when it comes to money, if it's not worth what it's said to be worth, then a person's not going to be mochel. So that's why we have a different shear. We have a much lesser shear when it comes to ona'a of money than we do when it comes to a talis. So that's an interesting. Shavi lekreisech means that we had it's two parts to this expression. Amri inchi, what do they say? Ashik lekabech, spend more money, go very expensive on clothing for your back. Vishavi lekreisech, but give exactly the right value for that which is for your stomach. Meaning, don't overdo for that. Don't spend more extra on food. So the Chazal say, the Gemara in Chulin says, Yilbush m'mashi yeshlo, v'yischas m'mashi yeshlo, v'yochol yisha pachos m'mashi yeshlo. A person should buy clothing m'mashi yeshlo based on his means, but you should eat below one's means. You shouldn't get used to expensive food. However, in the Yifei Torah in Bereshis, it's quoted in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, he says, yeah, this is what Amri Inshi, this is what people say. But al piya emes, the Das Torah is not that way. Rather, we do based on what the Medrash says, that yilbash bepachos me'aroi lo, because by a person should dress a little beneath their level, a little beneath what they can afford, because that's the first thing people see about you. They see your clothing, and therefore it's going to cause kinna, it's going to cause ayin hara. People are going to see that the way a person dresses, they're going to see that he's wearing very expensive clothing. But, says the Yifei Torah, maybe we could say that it's not a machlokas between the Medrash and the Gemara at all. Maybe when it comes to buying clothing and food, we're more mitzamtzim when it comes to food, because buying food is something that's constant, and if you're always spending a lot of money on food, then the expenses are never going to end. As opposed to clothing, where you don't buy new clothing every day, so you could spend a little bit more money on clothing. But when it's talking about actually dressing or eating, and not on the buying, so then you shouldn't wear clothing that has excess material. It was considered to be very chashuv to have excess material in your clothing, because then it showed that you were rich, that you could afford you weren't cutting down to every last inch. So that's what he suggests, to reconcile the Medrash and the Gemara. Okay, Gufa. Ad kamatei asela chaser v'yeba ona. How much is the selas going to be missing, and it's going to be an issue of ona? So we already had this. From Meir Omer, Arbi Soros Yisrael Dinar, Rabbi Domer Dal Pindyonos Pindyon Ledinar, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shimon Pindyonos Shnei Pindyonos Ledinar, Yeser Akein Mocher B'Shavya. Any more than that, you sell it for what it's worth. Ad kama tipaches v'yei rasha v'kaima. How much does it have to go down in value to the point where you're still allowed to use it at all? where you're allowed to keep it at all. So besela ad shekel. When it comes to a sela, up until a shekel, until it gets to the value of 1 shekel. So because at that point, since it's when it's missing from its initial value, people will easily recognize it. So you're not going to be able to trick anyone with it and use it like a full sela. But once it gets below that value, less than a shekel, then you're not allowed to use it at all, because then people will think it's a shekel. No one's going to think it's a sela. That they'll recognize right away. But if it gets below the value of a shekel, people will think it's a shekel. Bedinar ad rova. When it comes to a dinar, you're allowed to keep it around until it's worth a rova. Pachos mikan isar aser. If it gets to an isar less than that, then you're not allowed to use it. We'll have to explain what that means. Gemara is going to come back to explain. What do you mean pachos mikan isar? I would say pachos mikan pruta. If it even goes a drop below that, then you're not allowed to use it, because people are going to think that it's worth that lesser coin. Hareza lanyim karena. So the Bryce explains that when you have a coin that you're not allowed to keep, you should not sell that coin lo letagar, velo lecharam, velo leharag, not to a merchant, not to a person who steals, not to a murderer, mipreisha meramin ba'as acherim, because you can be sure that they're going to use that coin to trick other people, and other people are going to be because of they're so terrified, are going to accept it as if it's a shalim. So what do you do with it? Eli kaveni, you should make a hole in it, v'yitfana b'tzavar b'no or b'tzavar b'ito, and then you make a necklace out of it, put it on your son or your daughter as a necklace, make something out of it that will be useful, where it will be obvious that it's not being used as currency. Rashi explains that we're talking about a matbeya that's nechzar yoser michetzio. We're talking about that it's more than half, it's missing more than half of its value, and therefore you're not allowed to keep it around. So the Bryce is saying, don't sell it to these people, because they're going to pass it off as normal currency. Ask the Rishonim, a number of the Rishonim, ask on Rashi, Tos Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva and others, ask on Rashi, so you're allowed to sell it to other people? I thought you're not allowed to be Mekayim at all. Didn't we say, so we said, don't sell it to these awful people. Rather, what can you do? Put a hole in it and use it as jewelry. How about don't sell it to anybody? Rather, what can you do? Put a hole in it and sell it as jewelry. Why is it dafka to these awful people? So the Rishonim suggest the halacha is you're not allowed to use it as money, and you're not allowed to give it to anyone who might use it as money. Let's say you're selling it to a regular person who says, yeah, I want to buy it to make jewelry for my kid. Can you trust them? Can you trust that they're going to put a hole in it and use it as jewelry and not use it as currency? Well, then it depends who you're talking about. If you're talking about a tagar or a charam or a horik, so then you're not allowed to trust them. But regular people, you're allowed to trust. In the Ein Yitzchak, in the Tshuvas Ein Yitzchak, he asks, why is it that you know, there's one guy on that list that doesn't seem to belong? You have the murderer, the thief, and the merchant. The merchant, what's wrong with being a merchant? The tagar is going to be a guy who can't be trusted at all. So adrabba, we have the opposite svara when it comes to a merchant. Normally, we have a concept umen lo maru umnase, that generally we have a chazaka that that someone who does something for a living is going to want to make sure to maintain a good reputation. So he suggests that we're not somich on chazakas like this. Prospectively, meaning we're not going to go into a deal to then have to be somich on a chazaka. There's a reason why he would want to use this money and pass it off as his own. And it's not about how bad a guy he is; it's about how much he can be trusted with money. So if he's always interested in making an extra buck, we have to be a little more concerned. The simpler answer, though, he gives is that we're not talking about any tagger. We're talking about a guy who's known to be a cheater. We're talking about a guy who's known to lie, and he's known to steal, he's known to cheat. So that's the kind of tagger we're talking about that you can't trust with something like this. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Amar Mar, we had said in the Braisa, how much does it have to be missing in order to be allowed to keep it, for you to be allowed to keep it? Besela ad shekel, bedinar ad rova. Maishna besela ad shekel. Why is it when it came to a seller, we said half its value? Once it's below half its value, you're not allowed to keep it. Maishna bedinar ad rova. Yet when it came to a dinar, we said a quarter of its value. Why by a dinar do you get to keep it up until it gets to less than a quarter of its value? Some rabbi, my rova dektani nami, rova shekel. When we said rova of a rova by a dinar, it didn't mean rova of a dinar. It meant rova of a shekel, which is a half a dinar. So it really meant half. Amar of Dekanami, the Katani, Rova, Velo Katani, Revia, Shema Mina, that the, using the word Rova rather than Revia implies that we're talking about a Rova a Shekel and not a Revia of a Dinar. Lamli Mithil the Dinar b'Shekel, but why would we make the shear of the Dinar, of the devaluation of the Dinar, dependent on used terminology of a Shekel, which is a different coin? Shouldn't we have said half a Dinar instead of using terminology relating to a Shekel? So says Gemara, because it got to teach us another thing. That sometimes you have a dinar that came from what was originally a shekel. That a shekel went down in value to half its original value, and now it's treated like a dinar, and you're allowed to use it like a dinar, and continue to use it like a dinar, until it loses half of its value as a dinar. So it's teaching us that halacha by speaking in terms of a shekel, to let us know that this dinar may have been a shekel at one point, and that's perfectly fine. If you have a dinar that originated as a shekel, you're allowed to keep that around. Dinar abami sela, but if a sela had been devalued to the point that it's worth a dinar, asa lekaimo, you're not allowed to use it as a dinar, because a sela is a much wider, thicker coin, and even when it goes down in value to a dinar, people might think that it's a shekel that's worth two dinars, and it's going to be used to cheat people. Pachos mikain iser. If it's one iser less than that, then it's aser. My kamar, what do you mean one iser less than that? It can't mean a full iser less than that, because if it's any less than that, I mean, that's the whole point we're trying to say. If it's less than half, then you can no longer use it. So amar abayi hachi kamar. What he's trying to say is as follows. When we said in the ratio of the Braisa, there's machlokas tanaim, what the shear of onah is by a coin. If it's 1/6, 1/12, 1/24, in all these cases, pachas aseli yosem mikadei onah, isar, aser. If a sella became devalued more than the shear of ona'a that those tanaim said, and that pchas was the shear of an iser, then you're not allowed to sell it as if it's complete. Amle Rava ihachefil mashunami says, still doesn't satisfy me. If someone says 1/12, it means 1/12, and a mashu more is already going to be problematic. Why would you say an iser more? Ella amar Rava. Rava says no. What the Tana means to say is pachsa sella iser ledinar. If a sella went down in value like the shear of an iser for each dinar that's in the sella, meaning four isers in total, the sella lost four isers of value, Usr, you're not allowed to spend it. Ustamak, Reb Meir, and that happens to be the shita of Reb Meir in terms of the shiro na'a. So we're just that's all the Bryce is saying. The Bryce is just paskining like the shita of Reb Meir who held 1/24. So it's just saying 1/24. Okay, so the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah where it also says this din of keeping a coin that has been around, that has been devalued, keeping it around. It's not awesome. We have a Mishnah Maseches Kelim that even though a coin generally is not considered to be a kli, so it's not makabel tuma, but sela shenifsala vihiskina sheyeshokel b'mishkalos tmeya. If you have a sela that has lost its value, and because of that, you now use it as a weight to weigh different things, so then it's tame, because now you're using it as a kli. Ad kama tipachis v'rashe lekaima l'sela shnei dinarim. How much can it go down in value, and you're allowed to keep it around? In order to sell it for what it's currently worth with its chisaron, so for a seller, half its value. Pachos mikain yakult. Less than that, you got to cut it up. Yeser al kain mai. And what's the din if it's worth more than two dinars? It's worth more than half its value. Amrafuna pachos mikain yakult. Yeser al kain yakult. Both, if it's not exactly half of its value, whether it's a little more or a little less, you have to cut it up, you have to destroy it. Because if it's worth a little more than its value, you're still going to pass it off as the full coin. If it's worth less than half its value, you'll try to pass it off as the half coin. When it's worth exactly half the value, you'll only be able to pass it off as the half coin, and it'll be perfectly fine. Rabbi Ami Amar, no. Pachos mikain yakutz, yes, alkein, yikayim. If it's worth more than half its value, that's better than it being worth half its value, so you can keep that around. Maceface asked the Gemara, wait a second, we learned Yisrael Kain Mokra B'Shavya, that if it's Yisrael Kain, you could sell it for what it's worth. So my lav, doesn't that mean that the seller went down in value more than its shiro na, and still you're allowed to keep it around and sell it for what it's worth, and you don't have to cut it up? So look, Yisera da akati lo pachsa b'kdeo nasa. Yisera means that it didn't go down to the shiro na yet. Mochr b'shavya, then you could treat it as if it's a regular full coin. Meisve, so the price that we ask further, ad kamati pachis v'yirashe l'kaim b'sela, ad shekel. My love, the pachis porta porta, meaning we said up until half its value, you can still use it. So doesn't that mean that it went down in value little by little, and you're still using it, you're still allowed to keep it, even though it went down little by little? So there were points in time where it was worth something between its full value and half of its value. So it says, well, lo, d'nafalanu revivchus b'chadazimna. No, no, it didn't go down slowly in value, all at once. It fell into a fire, it melted, and it lost half of the value all at one time. So Gemara says, okay, now another stira. What do you do with the coin that you're not allowed to keep around? Amar Mar, so we said, yikavena v'yitana b'tzavar b'no, b'tzavar b'ito. So we said, make a hole in it, and then hang it around your son or your daughter's neck as a necklace. Or a mini, but I'll ask you a stira, lo yasena mishkal ben mishkalosav. We learned that you should not make it a weight, v'lo yizrakena ben grutosav, and you shouldn't throw it amongst your broken clay kesef that you have. V'lo yikavena v'yitana b'tzavar b'no, b'tzavar b'ito, and you should not make a hole in it and use it as a necklace for your child. So what do you do with it? Ela o yishchok, o yitoch, o yakutz, o yaluch le'am ha-melech. Grind it up, melt it down, cut it up, throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Dafka Yam HaMelech as opposed to some other place where it can come out of the water just unscathed. So isn't that a stira? We learned before that you're supposed to make a hole in it, and that's perfectly fine. And now we're saying, no, don't make a hole in it, and don't make a necklace out of it. That is not a valid use for this currency. So Amar Rav Lazar, Amila Rav Huna, Amar Rav Lazar, lo kasha, kan be'emtza, kan minatzad. It's not a stira at all. It depends whether it's on the side or in the middle. What does it mean, whether it's on the side or in the middle? What's on the side or in the middle? So Rashi says that if the hole is in the middle, then you're allowed to keep it. If you poke a hole right in the middle of the coin and make a necklace out of it, then it will never be passed off as currency again. But if the hole is off to the side, then you have to be concerned that maybe it will still be able to be passed off as currency. The Rif has it a little differently. He says the chilik is between a seller that's nifkam minatzad or nifkam be'emtza. That if it's nifkam be'emtza, then, meaning the original pagam, the original devaluation, the original rubbing out of the weight of the coin happened be'emtza, then you're going to be able to keep it and make a necklace out of it, because it will be so clearly recognizable to anybody that this isn't the original coin. But if it's nifka minatzad, so then you might be able to still pass it off as real currency, so then you should just destroy it. You shouldn't try to pass it off as, you shouldn't even make jewelry out of it. Ad masay mutzer lahachzir, v'krach matshir l'shulchni b'kfar mad arve shabasos. So he said, how long do you have to return the money that's not worth what it was supposed to be worth? Well, it depends where you live. So Maishan Basal the Maflug, Maishan Batalis La Maflug. Why do we make such a distinction when it comes to money, but we never made such a distinction when it came to actual items? Amar Abaye Kitran Amasis and Batalis Bekrachentran. So I already mentioned this earlier, that Abaye says, Enochinami, the same distinction exists when it comes to buying a talis. But the earlier Mishnah that said that you only have until you could show it to somebody was talking about you live in a big city where there are people readily available to show it to. Rava Amar Talis Kol Inish Kimle Begava. Sela Kimle Delav Kol Inish Kimle Begava El Shulchni. When it comes to a talis, everyone knows what a talis is basically worth. When it comes to a sela, not everyone is such an expert in the value of money. El Shulchni, only a Shulchni is. Hilkach Bekrachim Dika Shulchni. So if you're in a big city where there is a Shulchni, Achir El Shulchni. So then you got to show it to a Shulchni. Bekfarim Delak a Shulchni. Adar Veshabasos to Salk in the Shuka. Then you have until Erev Shabbos when you go out to the market. And what happens when you go out to the market? That was the machlokas we showed, and we had a number aleph that you're going to be buying, and no one's going to be taking. There's going to be a shulchani there. You're going to go to the market in the big city, so you'll go to a shulchani there. Whatever the different interpretations are. We said, if you are makira, if you recognize it, then even liachar shnei masr chodesh. So hecha, where is that talking about? meaning if you realize that yes, this is the coin that you gave this fellow and it's not worth what it was supposed to be, and he's trying to return it even though he's way past the time where the return policy allows for, you still should take it. Hecha, well, where are we talking about? Iber Krachin, if it's the big cities, Hamadachir L'Shulchani, then we said this is way past the time, why should you take it back? Iber Kfarim, Hamadachir Shabbosos, and if it's Kfarim, even then you only have until Erev Shabbos. 12 months later, that is way past the time. Why in the world should you take it back? Samrachisa Midas Chasidus Shanukan. This is what we call a Midas Chasidus. We're not saying that you're obligated to take it back. We're saying that if you want to be a really good guy, it would be a really nice thing to take it back. The Sefer Achinuch, Mitzvah Shidlam and Zayin, quotes this din by all ona'a of any item, that this din of Midas Chasidus, to take it back, if you recognize, is not only a din by money, it would be a din by anything else as well. That to take it back past the point of Kateshir Letagar or Lekrovo, Midas Chasidus, it's the right thing to take it back. And Lechora, very mistaver, why should we be mechalik between money and taking back other items when it comes to Midas Chasidus? But the Mishnah only says it over here. It doesn't say it by the earlier Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah assumes that you'll apply it to the earlier Mishnah as well. The Prisha says that no, it's only a din by currency where there's Midas Chasidus to take it back even after Kedei Shir L'Shulchani, because the Matbea that's Chatzar is Yotze Al-Dei Chak, and therefore the guy who is Ma'ana by giving the money is not going to lose all that much by taking the money back and giving him something else in its place. But Ona'a and Tzchori doesn't have to give back the Ona'a, even with Midas Chasidus, because the loss is going to be considered to be a greater loss. Okay, Ihachi, says Gemara, if that's the case, that it's a Midas Chasidus, Ema Sefer Eino Lavel Taromes, that the guy could have tainas on you, he's going to have complaints against you. Laman, who's having complaints against who? Ilu Chasid, Lo Kibuli Lekabli, Minev Lo Taromes Lavele. What, the guy who took it back is going to have complaints? Ah, I can't believe you brought it back 12 months later, why did you bring it back? Well, what do you complain? Don't take it. If you're going to complain, don't take it. You know, people sometimes, they do each other favors, but they'll let you know how upset they are. That's not right, so don't do the favor. Don't do the mitzvah and then complain about the fact that you had to do the favor. Velo Lehech to Kibli Minei. No, it means that the guy who brought it back, he's going to have Taromes. Why would he have taromas? Taromas tavile. The guy took it back from you. You can have tainas. He took it back with the midas chasidus. Sachikamer ha'acher apel b'shein mekabli menu ein lo lavel taromas. No, what we're saying is, if the guy chooses not to be a chasid and he doesn't take it back, so you don't have any financial recourse. You have no way to sue him or anything like that. But all you have against him is taromes. There's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Taz talks about a person's parea chov, and after the piraon, the malva comes with the with a coin that's mezuyef, and he says, "But one of the coins you gave me is forged." So and the lova says, "Look, I don't know if that's one of the coins that I gave you or not. I'm not makir. I don't know." So the machlokas Achronim, how do you view that case? Similar to what we mentioned before, is that eni odei imperaticha, that I don't know if I paid you back? Or is that, no, I know exactly, I definitely paid you back. I just don't know if the coin that, now there's a shayla about the coin that I paid you back with. So this is a Taz in Choshen Mishpat, Simenayin Hei, discusses what to do in that case. Big machlokas in the Achronim. Okay, b'nosu l'maisu sheinu v'inu choshesh, sheinu ela nefesh ra'a. The Mishnah went on to say, you can give it as maisu sheini, and you don't have to worry about it, it's only a nefesh ra'a. So what does all this mean? Amar of Papa Shemami, no. We see from the fact that the Mishnah says that someone who's not mekabel a coin that has been devalued is called a nefesh ra'a by refusing to accept that coin. Haiman de Mokum Azuzi Mikre Nefesh Ra. We see that a guy who's makbid about only getting coins that are worth exactly what they're supposed to be worth is called a Nefesh Ra. That's only if he's not mekabel the matbea that he's called the nefesh ra, when he's able to still use it al yideh chak. But if he has no use for that coin because no one would ever accept it, then you can't call him a nefesh ra. Our Mishnah that you could be mechalal peros of Meiser Sheni on a seller that's missing some of its value is a raya to Chizkiya. Damar Chizkiya, bolu porta b'shavya. If you want to take Meiser Sheni money and change it for prutos, you have to do exactly what it's worth. Bolu chalala, mechalala b'yafa. If you want to be mechalal peros Meiser Sheni on a coin, you should be mechalal as if it's a full coin. Maika amar, what does he mean to say? Hachi kamar. Even though when you're being mefaret, it should be exactly b'shavya. When you're being mechal, it should be b'yafa. It could be as if it's a complete coin. The memory of Savar Chizkiya, the mezalzlim meiser sheni, v'amar Chizkiya meiser sheni shein bal shavar pruta, hu v'chomsha mechul al mos harishonos lefi shi'ef shal oladim tzamseim ba'osav. Chizkiya generally holds that when you mechal meiser sheni, you overshoot it. You use currency that's worth more than the meiser sheni is worth. And now he's saying you can use a lesser coin. So my biyafa b'toras yafa. When he says biyafa, he means b'toras yafa, as if it's like the din of a good coin. That Chizkiya was saying that you're not mechalal all of its value, you're always mechalal a little bit less. I mean, just like when you mechalal on a good coin, if the coin is worth $10, you'd use $8 of Meiser Sheni on that coin. So too over here. Detrezili lo mezalzalinan bay. Because you shouldn't be mezalzal doubly by using a bad coin and by mispricing it. So you should make sure that the coin is worth more than the Meiser Sheni to give extra kavod to the Meiser Sheni. Okay.